while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Warren Smith, and we're going to be talking about his excellent new book, A Wonderful Deception. A Wonderful Deception. Warren, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thanks. Good to be with you, Stan.
Well, Warren, of course, has written a couple of other books, Deceived on Purpose, and another book. Warren, of course, had spent a good part of a number of years in the New Age movement, had been actually recruited into the New Age movement through the Course in Miracles. And it wasn't until, of course, he read Joanna Michelson's book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, that he began to understand that the other dimension that's out there, and of course as he began seeing what was happening in the church, especially the influence of the purpose-driven church, what's going on in America today. And Rick Warren has been picked by Time Magazine, Rick Warren of Saddleback Church, who may very well be a wonderful man and may very well love the Lord, but certainly what he's teaching, it goes right along with this whole New Age movement. And as Warren points out in his book, Norman Vincent Peale always had a good press, was written pushed by the Reader's Digest, and the whole idea that with our mind, why we can manipulate the society, and then along comes Robert Schuller, and then, of course, Robert Schuller is the disciple of both Norman Vincent Peale and Schuller, and, of course, he's come up with something that has had a profound impact on Christendom. He's been picked by Time Magazine to lead the Christian church, and anybody who has been picked by Time Magazine, which hates Christianity, and hates America, is totally controlled by the globalists who would destroy this nation. Anybody who's picked by Time Magazine, I think that Warren has a perfect right to question, where are we being led? Are we being led to a revival and a return to our Lord? Or are we having a new gospel introduced? And with that as a background, Warren, you pick up the story.
Yes, Stan, I think my main concern when I read Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life, was that there were a number of overlapping New Age implications to what he was saying. For instance, early on in his book, he cites, in talking about hope and purpose and introducing that subject, he cites Dr. Bernie Siegel, a New Age author and leader who has a spirit guide named George. I just don't believe the Holy Spirit's going to lead a Christian leader to introduce hope and purpose by setting a New Age leader, especially when 1 Timothy 1 talks about Jesus Christ being our hope. Also, he used a New Century version of the Bible that says for Ephesians 4:6, the way it translates it, it says that about God, he rules everything, is everywhere, and is in everything. That's the bottom line of the New World religion, the New Age, New Spirituality. This is where the spirit world, our adversary, wants to take everyone, that God is in everyone and everything. And unfortunately, Rick Warren, by picking that Bible translation, he had 15 different Bibles that he used. By picking that one, he plays right into the hands of the New Age.
And of course, basically, God is not in everyone. God would love to be in everyone, but he's in the people who've actually given their lives to him, who've actually asked Christ to come in and take over their lives. But he is certainly not directing the lives of wicked and evil people. So you pick the story up there, but this leads us to all sorts of non-valid positions theologically.
Yeah, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is sent to us, and lives in believers, but that does not make us divine. That does not make us God. And this is the simplicity of the deception. The Apostle Paul talked about the simplicity of the gospel. There's also the simplicity of the deception. The deception that's going out there right now is that we are all one because God is in everyone and everything. That's
hold that thought.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest today is Warren Smith, and Warren Smith has written three books. We're going to be talking about his latest book, The Wonderful Deception. And it basically goes into the background of the purpose-driven life, the purpose-driven church, which is basically so popular in America today. But if it's so popular, how could there be anything wrong with it? Well, all we need to do is look at society. Is society getting better or worse? Is that there are more and more people, you know, coming to know, have a personal relationship with the Lord, or more and more people embracing a new spirituality and beginning to change their perception of God from a God of justice and judgment and certainly of love, but certainly we are to be subservient to God. He is not to be our best friend. Pick up the story there, Warren.
Well, I called the book A Wonderful Deception. I took that from Jeremiah 5:30-31, when speaking for the Lord, Jeremiah says, "A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and my people love to have it so." A lot of people talk about how wonderful Oprah is, but the teachings, the New Age teachings that she's allowed to stream forth from her program since 1987, when she did a program on the New Age movement, are horrible. And unfortunately, much of what's going on in the church today looks wonderful to people, but it's really quite horrible. And that would include this book, The Shack, and I talk about that at length in my book because it ties in to this whole false teaching that God is in everything. Unfortunately, on page 112, the Jesus of the shack that is not a true Jesus, it's a false Christ, he says, "God, who is the ground of all being, dwells in, around, and through all things." And there it is. There's the bottom line of the new age, new spirituality, new world religion. It's the new world view that our adversary, Satan the devil, is pushing upon the church. And unfortunately, the church is putting up almost no defense as they accept books like the shack and teachers, you know, that are playing right into it, saying the things that Rick Warren is, people like Leonard Sweet, emerging church leader, who has a book called Quantum Spirituality that basically says that God is embedded in all creation. Unfortunately, Christian leaders don't seem to be taking much of a stand on this, and as a result, the church is just drifting into this apostasy.
And, of course, what the average person doesn't understand is that there is a message, a spiritual message in the shack. This is available in every Christian bookstore. It's available to the Christian book clubs. It is being passed around among Christians. They're doing study groups on the shack and the wonderful Christian message. And it is not a Christian message. It's a heresy, and we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest, of course, is Warren Smith. We're talking about his book, The Wonderful Deception. We were just talking off the air about the book, The Shack. We actually have put together a four-tape set. It'll be available, a four-CD set on The Shack. The things that you need to know. You may have read the book. You may have been touched by this. It was a very emotional book. It plays on your emotions, but what you do not understand is it has a theological message, which is aimed at destroying the basic tenets of Christianity. But you pick up the story there, Warren.
Yeah, we had mentioned that the shack teaches, and this is a quote from page 112, the Jesus of the shack, a false Jesus, another Jesus. The Apostle Paul warned and chided the Corinthians that if another Jesus with another gospel, another spirit was to come through, they might just go along with it. And that's what's happening with the shack. Is that to say there's nothing true in the shack? Absolutely not. There's much that's true in the shack. But Dr. Harry Ironside, the former pastor at Moody Bible Church in Chicago, years ago warned that the most insidious combination is error mixed in with truth. He says that's the most insidious error of all. So that's what's tricky. I think a lot of Christians see some things that are true, but they're not catching things like this on page 112 where it says, "God, who is the ground of all being, dwells in and around and through all things." New Age leader David Spengler, pioneer of the New Age, says that very same thing. God is the ground of all being. Christ is in every single person. This is where they want to go with this. And in the shack, the word creation is spelled with a capital C over 20 times. When I was in the New Age, it was very clear that when creation is spelled with a capital C, that signifies that God is in creation. God is not in his creation. He created a wonderful creation, but he is not his creation. The other thing in the shack that jumped out at me after somebody else pointed it out, I missed it when I read the book, is that there is an infusion of quantum physics, including the word fractal. I had seen that when I read it, but I just kind of went over it. And some of the people that have read the shack may have also seen that word and wondered what it was. Fractal is really a fractured part of the whole, so the whole is in the part. In other words, the fractal represents this idea that God is in everyone and everything. The main character in the story, Mackenzie Allen Phillips, is told that his life is not a mess, it's a fractal. And so on page 95, we're told about quantum stuff at the subatomic level, and then this term fractal is introduced in a number of different ways. This goes back to Teilhard de Chardin, the Jesuit priest who was defrocked by the Catholic Church for his heresy of saying that God is in every atom. This is the new spirituality, wants to bring quantum physics, wants to kind of wow people with all this subatomic stuff that most people wouldn't understand, and to try to prove through scientists that God is in every atom, in everyone and everything. Fortunately, the Bible warns about this kind of deception. In 1 Timothy 6:20, we're told by the Apostle Paul that to beware of science, falsely so-called. Jesus made it clear that what is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the spirit is spirit. Flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. You must, he said, be born again. So they're trying to skip that process and just tell everybody to awaken to the Christ consciousness that is within each person. And when they do that, when they go from the ego to the Christ consciousness, then they will be spiritually sort of connected and activated with all the rest of humanity. Now, the kicker on this is that if you don't recognize your own divinity according to the New Age New Spirituality, then you're falling into a satanic trap. In other words, the only thing satanic is not recognizing your own divinity. I mean, how upside down and backward is that? So the ultimate thing is that if the body of humanity, which they're saying is the body of God, the body of Christ, all of humanity, is to survive, we need to recognize the God within. Those who do not recognize the God within are short-circuiting the atomic energy of humanity, the divine energy of humanity, and are like cancer cells that will short-circuit this whole process and prevent the world from having world peace. This is very, very straightforward in the teachings of Barbara Marx Hubbard and in other New Age teachers, and she's actually laid out a selection process that says that those who do not recognize their own divinity will be removed from the face of the earth. And that sounds pretty severe, and guess what? It is. And Jesus warned that this kind of persecution would come. And Stan, if I could just give an example to try to make this a little bit more clear to listeners. If you think of the like the White House Christmas tree at Christmas time, there's a moment when the switch is thrown and the whole tree lights up. When I was a kid, if one of those light bulbs didn't work, it short-circuited the whole tree. And that's basically what they're saying about Christians who will refuse to believe in their own divinity, who refuse to believe in the automatic divinity of other people, that we will short-circuit this whole circuitry of energy that goes through the quantum field. It sounds kind of complicated, but it really isn't. It's just an insidious deception that has been introduced long ago. When I was in the New Age, we talked about the quantum leap. That word or that phrase is a part of vocabulary now. And the quantum leap was introduced by a physicist named Fritjof Capra in his book, The Tao of Physics, Parallels Between Modern Physics and Eastern Mysticism. He had a spiritual experience on a beach right near where you are, Stan, I think it was right in Santa Cruz. He had an experience on the beach where he saw all of energy dancing. He called it a cosmic dance, the dance of Shiva. It was a Hindu dance, and he said he could see that everything was energy, everything was of God. And now we have a pastor by the name of Greg Boyd who has a book coming out in the near future, according to his website, called The Cosmic Dance, where he talks about quantum physics. We have Annette Capps, the daughter of charismatic pastor Charles Capps, who has a pamphlet called Quantum Faith. She actually refers to Gary Zukav, who is a man who wrote, he's a New Age leader, who wrote a book called The Dancing Wu Li Masters about this idea of quantum physics and God being in everyone and everything. And Gary Zukav was one of the first endorsees of Barbara Marx Hubbard's books, Revelation, which talked about the selection process. So we now have, you know, a Christian woman, Annette Capps, referring people to Gary Zukav and quantum physics and to the very process that's being taught by the New Age that will undermine and eliminate biblical Christianity in the future. So we're there. The Bible warned about this. Jesus said that a sign at the end, Matthew 24:3-5, he said that deception would be the sign at the end, not some great world peace process where Rick Warren and other Christian leaders lead the church into a glorious new age. No, it's quite the opposite. The church is going to become apostate and is going to deny some of the fundamental doctrines of the church based on new revelation from things like quantum physics. And yet there in the Bible it warns about science falsely so-called. It's amazing how clear the Bible describes these times and tells us what we need to know. But we cannot be studying things like the Message in some of these new translations. As a matter of fact, Dr. Stan, in the Message, Eugene Peterson's paraphrase of the Lord's Prayer, right in the middle of it, instead of in earth as it is in heaven, he says, as above, so below. Stan, you know that from the occult, your studies in the occult. That is a key occultic phrase. What is it doing in the middle of the Lord's Prayer in the Message? And when you look up the word fractal online and you go to some of the articles about fractals, it ties it in with the occult and the New Age, and the term as above, so below was right on the first page of the book, The Secret. So everything's being kind of woven together in this New Age tapestry that's actually being woven right within the confines of the Christian church, and Christian pastors are not saying a word. They're playing, most of them, are, and they're playing right into it by not exposing this scheme. 2 Corinthians 2:11, the Apostle Paul said, lest Satan get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Well, the church has become ignorant, and we're paying the price right now.
I think people have to know that Rhonda Byrne's her book, The Secret, featured on by Oprah on CBS. The book, last time I checked, it sold over 7 million copies. I mean, 4 or 5 million copies of her DVD have been sold. And, of course, this is, frankly, an occult book. I mean, that's the whole idea of the message there. It tells you, if you read the book, that you are God. But people don't understand people like Barbara Marx Hubbard. Barbara Marx Hubbard, one of the wealthiest women in the world, ran for the presidency against Geraldine Ferraro in the 1980s, vice presidency, I said. She fortunately lost in the primary. But, of course, she has worked for our government at various high positions. But what we're actually seeing, we actually have copies of her book. This is before it was actually printed by the Rockefellers, by Lawrence Rockefeller, but basically in her book she talks about, you know, the fact that there are certain people, and she's referring to the Christians, who will not evolve to a higher level. And then she quotes Revelation 6:8 and says, you know, they're going to have to die. They're a quarter of the population. Remember Revelation 6:8, and she refers to that. And then she says, you know, that is not your job to kill them. That is ours, my dear, for we are the riders of the pale horse death. One of the richest and most powerful women in America today, Barbara Marx Hubbard, held very high positions working within certain divisions of our government and for the Defense Department. And these people are really talking about killing off large parts of the population. Those people will not evolve to a higher level of consciousness. And I'm sure you're well aware of Barbara Marx Hubbard's book, The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, which was actually published with the help of the Lawrence Rockefeller, Sydney Endowment for the Humanities, something like that. Go right ahead.
Well, yeah, I think this stuff probably sounds pretty wild to some people, but it's all there in writing. They have laid this out. And what's also in writing is that Jesus warned that there would come a day where people would think they were doing God a service by killing Christians. And he said that, you know, if you follow me, you will be hated. They called me Beelzebub, or Satan. They're going to call you Beelzebub, too. Well, the interesting thing is that Barbara Marx Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, The Course in Miracles, and other New Age teachings, Maitreya, the false Christ that claims to be here on Earth right now, are all saying that the only thing...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go ahead, Warren.
They're saying that the only thing that is satanic is to not believe in your own divinity. And again, how upside down and backward is that? The Bible is totally reliable. It exposed everything that I was deceived by when I was in the New Age. And by the way, Stan, you know, when I came across into the faith, there was a lot of spiritual warfare. We learned the complete truth of Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I would ask the question, like, where did that opposition come from? I mean, there is a spirit world. And 1 Timothy 4:1, the Apostle Paul said, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. But yet when you go to Eugene Peterson's The Message, he translates that by saying the Spirit makes it clear that as time goes on, some are going to give up on the faith and chase after demonic illusions put forth by professional liars. These liars have lied so well and for so long they've lost their capacity for truth. Eugene Peterson just took it out of the realm of the spirit world, which was what seduced us with these false Christs that were being channeled by people like Helen Schuckman, The Course in Miracles. Alice Bailey had her spirit guides. Neil Donald Walsh had a conversation with God. Those are the seducing spirits that are absolutely captured in 1 Timothy 4:1 in the Authorized King James Bible, which is, you know, people ask me, are you King James only? I say, I've only used the King James. I never had any reason not to use it. And that is the reality. There is a spiritual battle going on. But then Peterson reduces it to lying preachers who are chasing after demonic illusions. That almost makes it look like you and I, Stan, are talking about something that isn't even there. And then you go back to his as above, so below, in the middle of the Lord's Prayer, and you realize that fractals in the shack refer back to God in everything and to as above, so below, and you see Eugene Peterson's endorsement on the front of the shack, and you start to realize that a lot of these things are tied together, but not by the Lord. There's an interesting statement in the book of Isaiah where the Lord, speaking through Isaiah, says, behold, they gather together, but not by me. And that's what we're watching out there right now, right in front of our own eyes.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand there really is a spiritual battle that's going on today, and most Christians aren't aware of it because they're not being warned about it. But this permeates every aspect of our society today. We see it within our schools, we see it within certainly within our entertainment, we see it on television all the time, and so much of what we see on the History Channel and the Discovery Channel is there to undermine and destroy Christianity. We see this in Time Magazine. They're always running articles, Time or Newsweek, designed to undermine the Christian faith. But the average Christian reads this thinking they're sort of being intellectual, without realizing, of course, they're very powerful people with a great deal of money who have been well rewarded for their service to the dark side and for their efforts to usually disrupt the Christian faith. And so many Christians are believing things that just are not valid because everybody else is believing them. And after all, how could the shack be bad when you'll find it in almost every Christian bookstore? You won't find Warren Smith's, I guess, books in the Christian bookstore, but you'll find the shack there. You'll find it featured at the greatest of all, of course, the places that's, of course, at Costco and the other discount stores. They put out tremendous numbers of copies of this at a discounted price, meaning it's really even better to get it there. But, ladies and gentlemen, these have a false message. And put out and endorsed by Eugene Peterson, we really want to be skeptical. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Warren Smith. We're talking about his book, A Wonderful Deception, because there is a wonderful deception going on today. And so much of this involves around the movement which has infiltrated our churches, and that is the church growth movement, progress-driven church. I'm sorry, I got the wrong name, but you go ahead.
Purpose-driven church, is that what you're trying to come up with, Sam?
Purpose-driven church, purpose-driven life. Go ahead.
Well, you know, there's so many terms, and there's so many different crossover vocabulary that you literally do get confused sometimes. There's a whole new so-called postmodern vocabulary that's being introduced. There's actually a book that was written called A is for Abductive, and it's the emerging church vocabulary, so you can get this new vocabulary. What's so interesting, Stan, is that if we were to believe the emerging church and the purpose-driven movement and the new age, somehow or another the simplicity of the gospel is not really so simple. We had to wait 2,000 years to have scientists come through quantum science, fractals, chaos theory, all this stuff, to really understand that God is in everyone and everything, that Teilhard de Chardin had it right. Well, that's the lie. That's what Jesus warned us to beware of. He said, take heed, you know, let no man deceive you. At the end of time, deception will be the sign of the times. You don't hear that message from our Christian leaders. The only deception that they talk about is how people like you, Stan Monteith, myself, and others, are deceiving people into saying the things that we're saying. They're turning everything upside down. In A Wonderful Deception, in the very first chapter, I went through 10 major points where I was really concerned about the New Age implications of Rick Warren's movement. Then I trace how Norman Vincent Peale was endorsing occult New Age leaders. In his book, The Power of Positive Thinking, he said, God is in you. Then Robert Schuller, who said as recently as 2003, yes, God is alive and he is in every single human being. So we have positive thinking to possibility thinking to Rick Warren saying God, you know, rules everything, is everywhere, and is in everything. We go from positive thinking to possibility thinking to purpose-driven thinking. It's all the same thing. There's nothing new under the sun. Rick Warren really is outing Robert Schuller's stuff. I show in the book, on an even deeper level, the connections that Rick Warren has with a whole lot of New Age sympathizers like Norman Vincent Peale, like Robert Schuller, Ken Blanchard, John Marks Templeton, and Leonard Sweet, who is this emerging leader who seems to be coming on. He's sort of a heroic figure in the emerging purpose-driven movement. And yet Leonard Sweet, in his book Quantum Spirituality, goes to great lengths to call Willis Harmon, New Age, former New Age leader, dead now, Willis Harmon, Matthew Fox, New Age Catholic priest, who's now an Episcopalian, because he was defrocked by the Catholic Church just like Chardin, and M. Scott Peck. Sweet calls these men his role models and his heroes. He actually thanks New Age leader David Spangler for helping him to put together a new cell theory. Going to David Spangler for advice and thanking him is a little bit like King Saul when he went to the Witch of Endor for consultation.
Wasn't David Spangler the one who talked about the Luciferian initiation?
Absolutely. What he's doing now, Dr. Stan, what he and people like Leonard Sweet are doing is they're making it look like the New Age was just sort of like Shirley MacLaine running down the beach, people wearing crystals, and a lot of New Age hoopla. Emerging leader Brian McLaren talks about mushy New Age. Well, Stan, you and I both know there's nothing mushy about what Barbara Marks Hubbard's talking about when she talks about a selection process if you don't believe that God's in everyone and everything. I was very serious when I was in the New Age. I really thought that what I was believing was from God, and it was nothing mushy about it. But they're making it look like the New Age was mushy, it's passé. Now we're looking at a new spirituality, and we're coming up with a new world view that's based on this quantum science that's seemingly, but not, proving that God is in everyone and everything, because there's this quantum field of energy. And if humanity manipulates the energy by recognizing their own divinity, they can recreate the future, and they can do away with the prophecies that are in the Bible about the end days and Armageddon, when the whole world goes astray with this false New Age spirituality, and God has to step in, and that's where Armageddon comes in. But they're making it like we're creating Armageddon by thinking it has to happen. It's just the opposite. They're making it happen by denying the truth of Scripture.
Amen to that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Warren has really written a remarkable book. We are carrying it. We have to be very selective in the books we carry, but we carry all of Warren's books, all three of them. Deceived on Purpose, what was the first one?
The Light That Was Dark, which is how I got involved in the New Age and how I got out, and it helps people to understand where a lot of their friends and neighbors and coworkers, what they're getting involved in, and there's a lot of explanation of how they can get out. So,
because people talk about how spiritual they are, and they are spiritual. They worship a god. They just worship a different god, and you better understand that. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest is Warren Smith, and we're talking about, certainly about his book, The Wonderful Deception. You pick up the story there, Warren.
Well, I want to go back to Leonard Sweet, because he seems to be, he's being brought on as somebody who is a kind of a Christian intellect. It's been said that he thinks so quickly that most people can't stay up with him. Well, he is a very bright man who, at least in terms of being able to recreate the things that he reads and to present them, but I want to go back to this book that he's got called Quantum Spirituality. At the beginning of the book in the acknowledgement section, and the reason I'm bringing him up, by the way, is because as I develop in, I think, at least three chapters in my book, Rick Warren has done small group workshops with Leonard Sweet. He also did a presentation for Christian leaders with Leonard Sweet a number of years back, and Rick Warren has endorsed the 1999 book by Leonard Sweet called, Soul Tsunami, Sink or Swim in the New Millennium Culture, and Rick Warren's endorsement is weaved onto the front cover, and it's covered on the back page. So this is yet another one of the New Age sympathizers that Rick Warren has aligned himself with. And in his book, Quantum Spirituality, Leonard Sweet talks about a number of New Age leaders in glowing terms. He calls them great leaders. He said about, let's just take Willis Harmon, who was head of Stanford Research Institute. I think later wasn't he head of the Noetic Sciences down there in south of San Francisco, which is a New Age group. And Leonard Sweet said, these are my personal role models. In an earlier day, one could get away with heroes of the true nature of the postmodern apologetic. Well, there it is, folks. There's your emerging church right there. Willis Harmon, Matthew Fox, M. Scott Peck, and others that are New Age completely through and through. And Willis Harmon, I mean, he wrote a book. You remember the book he wrote, Stan, called Global Mind Change? The subtitle is The New Age Revolution in the Way We Think. The San Francisco Examiner on the front cover says there has never been a more lucid interpretation of New Age consciousness and what it promises for the future than the works of Willis Harmon. And here's Leonard Sweet calling him his role model and his hero. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And the term revolution, by the way, is being used all over the place. There's a book
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, Warren. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly there's a revolution in thought going on today. America is changing. America is changing dramatically. You talk to our children, in school. They're global citizens. They're concerned about the environment. They do not believe in God because, of course, they've been taught that we're all evolved from lower forms of life. The purpose of education is not to tell our children about reading, writing, and arithmetic, and chemistry and physics. It's to indoctrinate them in this new spirituality. And with these different views, we're going to have this global government. There are too many people in the world. We'd be better off without a lot of the people. We're overpopulated. And they believe these things because they've been told them over and over and over again in schools that their Christian parents have sent them to. Well, but this new spirituality is spreading throughout our society. People are looking for answers, and they're there, but they have nothing to do with the Bible, at least we're told. Why, certainly the ideas in the Bible are sort of outmoded. Certainly what we need to do is, well, we need to go into ourselves. If we go into ourselves, we can find the answers, because after all, God is in all of us. Isn't that true? Doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or not, God's in everyone. And of course, if we simply go inside, well, we can find the answers we're looking for. You pick up the story, Warren.
Well, just to follow up on what you're saying, the New Age says that we save ourselves by recognizing that we're God. Then we all unite together as God to create new forms, new rules, and to create a positive future. Well, it doesn't quite work that way because we're not God. And that's the fundamental illogical premise that underlines this whole thing. But yet we hear Rick Warren, Shane Claiborne of the Emerging Church Movement, and just about every, you know, of these men that are associated with Rick Warren talking about a revolution. Shane Claiborne calls it an irresistible revolution. Rick Warren turned to New Age sympathizer Ken Blanchard, who had written a book called The One-Minute Manager, and Ken Blanchard has endorsed so many New Age books, it's almost unbelievable. He turned to Ken Blanchard, by the way, is head of Lead Like Jesus, an organization that Rick Warren wanted to have involved with his peace movement to train people around the world to lead like Jesus. And meanwhile, at the moment that Rick Warren's saying that, Ken Blanchard's endorsement is all over books like Deepak Chopra's and just a number of other New Age books. It's just unbelievable, and Blanchard had to do a quick two-step to try to explain all that, and he still hasn't adequately explained it. He was recently at a conference with some of the people involved with The Secret. So we're being told that we need a new reformation by Rick Warren. Well, that's a Robert Schuller term that came out of Schuller's 1982 book, Self-Esteem, The New Reformation. In that book, Schuller talked all about God's dream to redeem society. Funny thing, Rick Warren calls his peace plan God's dream. And he's been using Schuller terminology, but yet he would have us believe that he's not been influenced by Robert Schuller. But some of his own apologists have said there's no doubt that Robert Schuller has influenced Rick Warren through the years. Unfortunately, when a lot of us issued warnings about some of this overlapping language, we weren't interested in critiquing or criticizing Christian leaders. We were looking at what they were saying and saying, hey, this is dangerous. Re-examine why you're using the message, Rick. I mean, that's the predominant Bible that Rick Warren uses, is the message. Please don't introduce hope and purpose by citing Bernie Siegel, a New Age leader with a spirit guide named George. Rick Warren, I'm looking at his quote in The Purpose-Driven Life talking about prophecy, and he said that, in essence, Jesus said, quote, the details of my return are none of your business. What is your business is the mission I've given you. Focus on that. And then Rick Warren goes on to say, if you want Jesus to come back sooner, focus on fulfilling your mission, not figuring out prophecy. Well, that's ridiculous. I was saved by understanding prophecy and understanding that Matthew 24 applies to these days, not did it end in 70 AD like most of the emerging leaders are trying to convince us. Then you've got Brian McLaren, emerging church leader, echoing Rick Warren's words and also saying that he came into being a church leader because of Rick Warren. He says almost the same thing. McLaren says, Jesus tells them, his disciples, it's none of their business to speculate about how God plans to work out history, and then he gives them a mission to accomplish. It's almost exactly what Rick Warren said. Then C. Peter Wagner, who is Rick Warren's doctoral mentor at Fuller Theological Seminary, says that a pioneer of focusing on the mission of the church and on this de-emphasis of eschatology or prophecy came from Robert Schuller. But even beyond that, Alice Bailey, New Age matriarch, who channeled from the demonic spirit world a whole number of books that you're well familiar with, Stan, in her 1948 book, The Reappearance of the Christ, in a chapter titled Preparation for the Reappearance of the Christ, and this is the false New Age Christ, Antichrist, Bailey writes, if our work is rightly done, he will come at the set and appointed time. How, where, or when he will come is none of our concern. That's almost word for word what Rick Warren and Brian McLaren are saying. It's none of our business. She goes on to say, our work is to do our utmost and on as large a scale as possible to bring about right human relations, for his coming depends upon our work. Again, that's almost what Rick Warren said, and Rick Warren has this big works program that's in motion right now. Meanwhile, the Lord said very clearly, on his Sermon on the Mount, many will say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do wonderful works? And he'll say, depart from me, I didn't know you. you cannot speak out of both sides of your mouth. You can't say Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior and then introduce the teachings of a false New Age Christ. A number of us have tried to, you know, bring these teachings to the attention of those leaders who are being deceived by them, and pretty much the response has been to discredit and to misrepresent what we're saying. And I talk about that at length in my book. I bring all this information together. 5 years after I wrote Deceived on Purpose, I'm basically saying, not only do I stand by what I said 5 years ago, I absolutely believe it has grown, gotten even more involved, and I'm more concerned than ever.
Well, I think everybody should be concerned, because this is not the America that existed 20 years ago. It's certainly not the America I was raised in, you know, 60, 70 years ago. And it is not changed by accident. It's been done very specifically and intentionally, great amount of funding from the great tax-exempt foundations, the Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford foundations. And what everybody has missed is that Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult. Andrew Carnegie was deeply involved in the occult. And many members of the Rockefeller family have been deeply involved in the occult. And these people then who tie into the other religion, the other side, you know, certainly not the worship of the God of the Bible, have been intent upon changing Christianity, changing society, destroying really the faith of our people, and destroying the economy of our nation, using America's wealth and America's power to alter the entire world. We are the greatest purveyors of pornography and licentious of material anywhere in the world. I mean, this is one of the few things that we still lead in. We don't lead in manufacturing, as they've intentionally transferred our manufacturing overseas, but we have more pornography coming out of America than any other nation. And we are then destroying the moral fabric of societies throughout the world. And the good people of America are responsible, because, of course, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. But you go on, Warren.
Well, the reason that I got involved in the New Age, and that so many people got involved in the New Age, and that so many Christians are getting involved, is because spiritual experience is now being emphasized over the Word of God. The Word of God is becoming relativistic. It's being marginalized, particularly by someone like Rick Warren, who uses 15 different Bible versions, and especially using the Message, which is just filled with misstatements. Peterson talks about the oneness that pervades everything you say and do. He says that God's in everything, and he has as above, so below in the middle of the Lord's Prayer. There's a transition. There's a switch going on. And spiritual experience is what's being hailed, but what's not being warned about is 1 John 4:1, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but test the spirits, try the spirits, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Many of us were snagged by these seductive spirits, and we really thought we were being led by something benevolent, something really good. When I was at an Edgar Cayce conference, again, kind of in your neighborhood, Stan, at Asilomar, I'm sure you know Asilomar well.
Just down the coast there, down around Big Sur.
Beautiful place, and they have a tremendous number of New Age conferences there. The Edgar Cayce group met back there in the early 80s, and I went down there. And every morning, before we started the day's program, we would recite Psalm 46, verse 10, Be still and know that I'm God. And that would sound really good to a lot of Christians. Matter of fact, there's a video out called the Be Still video, and they really emphasize, you know, this idea of contemplative prayer, being still and going within. But they don't warn about testing the spirits. But think about it. When I was in the New Age, what we were really saying was, be still and know that I am God. That was our interpretation of that. Everything's being flipped. And then when we would hear something from God, get an impression or whatever, you know, quote-unquote God, we had no idea. I had no idea there was a deceptive spirit world. I had nobody ever. I mean, even in my workplace, I had evangelical Christians in my workplace. Nobody. I was running around in orange following Rajneesh, handing people all sorts of New Age tracts, and nobody was warning me that there is a reality out there. There's a spirit world out there. And I was studying the Course in Miracles. Gerald Jampolsky introduced that to me. The Course in Miracles says that the journey to the cross should be the last useless journey, that we're all Christ. The recognition of God is the recognition of yourself. The Course supposedly was channeled from Jesus. I believed it. I had no reason to disbelieve it. And if you can believe it, Robert Schuller has Gerald Jampolsky's endorsement on the back of his latest book that talks about God's dream. And yet there is Robert Schuller standing up there at the Crystal Cathedral on Sunday mornings around the world with men like Charles Colson, new emerging leader Irwin McManus. Just all of these Christian leaders are standing there as if there's nothing wrong with this guy. And Rick Warren's wife, Kay Warren, was there in 2008 at a Rethink conference. And I made a statement in the book. I said, can you imagine the Apostle Paul, if he was married, sending his wife off to an Alexander the Coppersmith, who was a false teacher at the time, Rethink conference? It's just unbelievable. It's almost as if they're not taking Schuller seriously, but now you have to wonder if Schuller is not, in fact, who Bruce Wilkinson, you're probably familiar with Bruce Wilkinson, Stan, he wrote the Prayer of Jabez. Rick Warren described him as one of his best friends in the world. And while Rick Warren is denying his influence from Robert Schuller, right at that time, Bruce Wilkinson is standing in the pulpit of the Crystal Cathedral, and he's saying this. I'm quoting Bruce Wilkinson. He says, I love this church. I love being here. I love walking on this property. I just felt like I was one step away from heaven when I came on this property this morning. Then he read a book that he quoted that talked about how the church growth movement was founded by New Age prophet Norman Vincent Peale, and then it went through Schuller, and then he even mentioned that it went right to Rick Warren. And the thing that's so interesting is that at the end of his talk, Bruce Wilkinson actually said, you know, it's only if you're a visionary do you know the price tag it takes to be the real leader, I mean way out front on the edge. And he was talking about Robert Schuller, and the whole Crystal Cathedral congregation rose to their feet and did a standing ovation for Robert Schuller. So Rick Warren's best, one of his best friends in the world, is touting Schuller as the real leader, as Rick Warren and his apologists are trying to distance themselves from Schuller, as well they might try to do, because if people understood the incredible influence that Schuller has had over Rick Warren, they would not be paying attention, or the attention that he's getting today. I document all this in A Wonderful Deception. I try to bring all that together with the shack, the very specific scriptures, and at the very end of the book, I have 10 scriptural reasons why you do not want to be connected to the emerging purpose-driven movement. Scripture, not my opinion, but scripture.
And, of course, there's so many good people who've been taken in by this. There are over 400,000 Christian leaders. 400,000 Christian leaders have been programmed, attending the meetings at Saddleback and up there in Illinois at the other church in these two centers. And certainly Rick Warren is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He has ministries all throughout the world, changing the thrust of Christianity and the Christian message. And he wants to change the music. He says there's no such thing as Christian music. You know, there's simply Christian words. You can have a rock band as long as they're singing Christian words. That's perfectly all right. And that can just certainly, you know, bring you closer to the Lord. And I don't think so. You can say whatever you want to. But, of course, music does have an impact on our souls.
Well, Rick Warren's magazine, The Purpose-Driven Connection, which is really pretty much modeled after Oprah's O magazine, the woman that helped put Oprah's magazine together, is Reader's Digest helping. Reader's Digest is putting this out for Rick Warren, as you mentioned earlier in the show, and I've got it documented in my book. Reader's Digest published Norman Vincent Peale's articles from the late 40s to the late 80s for 40 years, so it's no surprise that Rick Warren is going to pick up that same mantle and have his stuff published by Reader's Digest. But this whole idea that that we are to be connected, all that we're all connected without differentiating between the body of Christ and the harlot. There are two bodies here. There's the body of the world, and there's the body of Christ. Galatians 3:26-28 says we are all one in Christ Jesus. It doesn't say that Christ Jesus is in everyone. It says we are all one in Christ Jesus when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, believe and follow him. So that's a big distinction. In the book of Acts, it says that we are all one blood. Well, obviously, we come from an original set of parents, and in that sense, we have one blood. But it also says in the Bible very clearly, Jesus said that what is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit is spirit. And then Jesus said in John 3, I think it was, marvel not, he said, that I said ye must be born again. We have to repent of our sinful nature, the one that was inherited through Adam and Eve. The whole thing in early Genesis is true. When the devil came in the form of a serpent and said that and urged disobedience and said that we can be as gods, it's the same trap, but it's very insidious. And it's very misleading when Rick Warren says that Satan is entirely predictable. That's to really minimize the very clever, very deceitful permutations that are coming through with the New Age, New Spirituality, New Worldview. And Stan, you know, I'm reading looking at a book called Global Shift, How a New Worldview is Transforming Humanity. And it's written by a New Age psychologist. And he said, a remarkable change is taking place that will profoundly influence the way we see ourselves and our world. The dominant materialistic separatist worldview. Now, it's important that people understand when they say separatist worldview, that means you don't believe that everyone is God, everyone is into the oneness of all humanity. You are considered to be a separatist. You are into separation if you don't believe in your own divinity. And it's a very dangerous concept. He also goes on to say...
Well, Bob Warren, we're just about out of time with this segment. I wanted to get our listeners to know that the web page to go to is www.lighthousetrailsresearch.com.
Yeah, there's an author's website. My articles are there. My books are there.
LighthouseTrailsResearch.com.
Yeah, and the book is A Wonderful Deception.
A Wonderful Deception. We certainly recommend it. It's very, very good. We think it's an important message to get out, and that's why we're carrying. In fact, we carry all of Warren's books. And we're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. But Christianity is under attack today. The message and the music of our churches has changed. You notice how the music has changed? Do you think that just happened by accident? Or certainly is there a great apostasy upon us? Well, Warren, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Jesus said, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. There's a warning in the parable of the sower and the seed, and that warning is that you can love the Lord and accept him with joy in your heart and with gratefulness in your heart. But if your roots don't go very deep, and if you're not following God, if you're not following his word, you can fall away. There's a warning. You know, you want to continue in the word. It says in John 8:31, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Be very careful. These days, those who are putting Christian leaders up on a pedestal and not comparing what they're saying to the word of God are making idols out of these men. It's the word of God that has stood the test of time. Heaven and earth shall pass away. My words will not pass away, said the Lord. So the important thing is to stand fast on the truth and on the word of God and to not be deceived by some of these New Age sympathizers that are unfortunately our Christian leaders today. So stand fast, hold on to the truth, and God bless, and thanks for having me, Stan.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. Again, our guest has been Warren Smith, his book, A Wonderful Deception. It's very important that people understand what's going on in Christendom today. Certainly we have a lot of wonderful ministers who are completely misled, but some of them, especially those who've been planted in the seminaries, been planted there to change the direction of the church. They do the same thing in Christian schools. There are people there who are doing everything they can to destroy the basic belief in the scriptures and Christian doctrine. And Warren, do you have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go?
Again, I think it's one of the most dangerous things is when somebody says, oh, I want you to read this great book, and it's a Christian friend, and you think that they know what they're doing, and you assume that the book, The Shack, is good just because a friend's giving it to you. You have to, when you read a book like The Shack, you have to compare it to the Word of God. And I hope that in my book and what we've talked about today, you've heard enough to be very concerned about this book, The Shack, and how it's leading people into the New Age, New Spirituality, New Worldview. And New Age sympathizers that are lined up with Rick Warren don't seem to be doing anything except pushing the book. Rick Warren's actually selling it on his website. So be careful. Don't be deceived. Just follow the Lord and not man.
Amen to that. God bless. Thanks very much, Warren. We'll look forward to having you back on one of our other programs in the very near future. Please give me a call anytime. Always love to hear from you.
Thanks, Stan.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, just reminding you that the great apostasy is taking place today. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we hope you enjoyed our conversation with Rick. We didn't want to take any calls because I wanted you to hear what he has to say. He's dedicated his life to trying to sound the alarm, and he's done a great job in his book, The Wonderful Deception, Deceived on Purpose, and certainly his third book. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've actually put together a new 4-CD set on the Shack. It will be available in about 2 weeks. We've come up with a new CD set, and it is certainly on the swine flu vaccine. We think it's so vitally important that you understand that your life and the life of your loved ones are in danger if you take this vaccine. Why? Because there's going to be aluminum in it, there's going to be mercury in it, but more frightening. Everything points to the fact that there's going to be squalene and other dangerous adjuvants in it. We talked to the CDC yesterday, and they said that they're considering, we're going to have these products are going to be here in 6 weeks, and they don't know what's going to be in the vaccine. Do you honestly believe that in your heart of hearts, that the people who are manufacturing, they're supposed to have, probably 30, 40 million doses here by the middle of October, just a little over 6 weeks from now, and they have no idea what's going to be in it? Don't you believe that for a minute? They intend, I believe, and we'll find out if I'm right or not, they intend to put squalene in it, and you better understand about squalene. Go up on the internet and find out the disastrous things it does. Read about the Gulf War illness, because all the people, in fact, we have a great 4-tape set called The Vaccine A, in my interviews with the author of the book, The Vaccine A, understand about the Gulf War illness. We have a 4-tape set on the Gulf War illness. We carry, of course, Joyce Riley's great DVD on Beyond Treason. Of course, this goes into the depleted uranium part of it, but I believe, of course, the squalene in the vaccines, the experimental vaccines they use, is very important. So they experiment routinely with our military, because there are people in our government who hate the military. You need to get the Veterans Committee report put out by the government over the name of Jay Rockefeller, called the Rockefeller Committee Report. The Rockefeller Committee Report. Don't forget about our all-day seminar on the 25th of October here in the North Shore of the Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And call and make your reservations, because, of course, if we're serving lunch, we have to know how many people are coming. And then, of course, we do hope you to understand what is really going on today. Many of you will want to get the 10-DV set we have called the Final Countdown. How do you understand what's really going on today, the financial problems we face, the new diseases that seem to be popping up every place, people turning away from our Lord, the idea that they want everybody to have an identification card? We seem to be increasingly moving towards a cashless society. Aren't credit cards wonderful? You don't even have to carry money. All you do is just let them have the card with your number on it. Well, to put things into the proper perspective, the Final Countdown, 10 DVDs, 2 sets, part 1, part 2, we recommend to every Christian. That's the Final Countdown with Pastor Billy Crone, and you get the two of them together at a slightly decreased price. And then we have his 10 DVD set on creation. These are important things, because they will help to teach you about what's going on and things that you can play over and over again. You need to hear my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, or read the book. Probably book's better than my talk, although the book did come from the talk, my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on Financial Armageddon, Pat Wood's excellent talk on the Trilateral Commission and how they intentionally created the current economic meltdown, and then let me suggest the DVDs on the secret mystery of America's beginning and the secret societies which have been here since the inception of our nation. And then, of course, Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.